The General Services Administration hires another contractor to try to integrate 10 disparate acquisition databases. GSA struggled the first time around with its contractor and with the plan to improve the Integrated Acquisition Environment, or IAE. In his latest look inside the Reporter's Notebook, executive editor Jason Miller writes about GSA's latest attempt with IAE, and he's here now to talk about it. Who did they choose this time, considering that when they've tried this before, it hasn't worked so well?
Yeah, they've had a lot of problems over the years, but this time they very quietly last week awarded Booz Allen Hamilton a $64.5 million contract over 5 years to develop what Booz Allen calls a cloud service broker model using open source and cloud technologies to modernize those 10 databases of IAE. Now, I started looking into this a little bit, and I talked to some friends, if you will, in government who say Booz Allen may have jumped the gun a little bit on calling this a cloud service broker model. I think the open source technologies and the cloud technologies itself is a fair characterization, but I've been told that some people are not too happy with the use of cloud service broker.
Mm.
Despite that, the whole goal this time is to say GSA realized that the former way they were trying to modernize IAE was not working. They had to look at the new technologies that are out there. And I think, Booz Allen was the one to come through with it. And what they're hoping to do is from the Booz Allen press release, is design, develop, implement, and operate a single common services platform for those core applications of IAE. And that's going to provide hosting, searching, database, data storage, reports, visualization, all those things that you need when you think of a common access platform. And remember, these are 10 disparate databases, you know, stuff like the old central contractor registration, CCR, the excluded parties list, which, you know, are suspension and debarments, even past performance database is all part of this effort under IAE.
So there's another title here that you haven't mentioned yet, but that is important to note that you write about inside the Reporter's Notebook, and that is the System for Award Management, SAM. How does that figure into what's going on here?
Well, SAM is considered the first attempt to bring these databases together. And you know, what GSA did was they hired IBM under a similar long-term, relatively high dollar amount contract, $74.4 million over 8 years. And that was back in 2010. Now, what's interesting about this is here we are almost 4 years later. The contract, you know, all these new technologies, cloud is supposed to be cheaper and better, and it's only $10 million less. Now, some people say, well, $10 million is a lot of money. They can give it to me, and I'd be quite happy with $10 million.
Yeah, I wouldn't be here tomorrow if you gave me $10
million. Yes, you would. You know you're dedicated.
Yeah, you're right.
But the fact is with all these cloud technologies and all these changes, it's still a tough – I think it shows you that this is not going to be an easy project. Now, what happened with SAM is IBM was hired to bring these databases together. They launched it in July 2012, and by August of 2012, you know, a month later, GSA actually sent IBM a letter of concern to say, hey, this system is not working. You better change up your staffers and bring me the A-team because they need to get this fixed. Now, over the last, year or so, GSA has fixed SAM and IBM together. And, you know, they are managing better. The ship is righted. But at the same time, it's still based on this old technology, this old architecture. And that's where Booz Allen comes in to say, we have this, we believe, and Booz Allen believes they have a better architecture solution to bring down bring all these databases together. So, because in the end, what they're trying to do is really benefit contracting officers and the federal acquisition community more broadly. So it's a one-stop shop to find all this great information so they can make better decisions when they award contracts.
Federal News Radio executive editor Jason Miller here going inside the Reporter's Notebook. And you write about the Tech America Vision Conference this week. You covered that event and reported on it on federalnewsradio.com. But you have some takeaways that you list in the notebook. What are those?
Well, you know, I think the great thing about the Tech America Vision Conference is they give you so much information and there's so much data about upcoming contracts and potential procurements and trends. So I picked out three DOD and three civilian trends that I thought that are worth watching. I'm just going to highlight a couple here. One of them, and this comes from the Katrina McFarland speech. She's the Undersecretary for Acquisition at DOD. She says, listen, for DOD to stay on top from a technological perspective, we need some help. It's not working right now or for harm to happen, because she says over the last 5 years, funding for design engineering has decreased by almost 50%. Now, she says that's not trivial. These are engineers. These are the basic foundation of innovation. She says history has shown that when you invest in research and development during times that there are threats or that there's a period of declining economy or declining budget or even just complacent periods, you are better prepared for the future when threats do arise. And this is a drum, I think this is the latest drum DOD has been beating as sequestration is on the horizon again and further budget cuts, is if they don't get some relief, the R&D portion will be cut. And in fact, a recent survey from the Center for Strategic and International Studies, CSIS, found in fiscal 2013 alone, R&D spending from DOD dropped by 21%. So I think that is a clear case of what's going on. The other interesting thing, I'll go to the civilian side now, and I thought this was an interesting way to analogy, contractors as pinatas. And I think what she's found is vendors are feeling the pressure from the assortment of rules and regulations that are coming from this administration, whether it's, you know, the supply chain security requirements or the new minimum wage. Contractors are feeling overwhelmed by the amount of regulations and rules they're being asked to follow. And that is going to flow down into the government because they're going to, you know, the government ends up paying for that compliance. So those are just two. There's plenty more out there. You know, I listed three defense, three civilian. People can read them right there on federalnewsradio.com.
We just have a minute or so left, Jason. You write about a possible HSPD 12 rewrite. What is the latest on identity management across government?
What I'm hearing is that there's this buildup of people looking at HSPD 12, the you know, secure ID card, saying, you know, this technology is 10 years old. Can we do something different? And there's these little signs that are popping up. The latest sign comes from a new committee. Now, I'll say new, but it's the Identity, Credential, and Access Management Subcommittee of the CIO Council. And in fact, Grant Schneider, a senior advisor for cybersecurity at OMB, and Jim Scheer, who will be on detail to GSA's Office of Government-Wide Policy from NIST in the coming weeks, have been named the new leaders of the subcommittee. Now, you may say, well, what's the big deal? It's just new people getting, you know, taking over new roles. But Grant Schneider specifically was brought in from the Defense Intelligence Agency to really lead the cybersecurity effort from an OMB perspective and give it some more oomph. And I think the fact is that these two people being named to these new positions is showing that there's more to be done on HSPD 12. Now, will they do a full rewrite? Who knows? But they're looking at identity management in a different way.